Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hey, I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And you have tuned in to Cowboy Church.
We're so glad to have you with us. We're in Susie's living room. This is the fire back here going, and everything's warming up just right. You know, I love the atmosphere in the living room.
Yes.
It's my favorite room in the
sure.
house. Bible talks about around heaven there being that water there, and I've heard of people who have seen and been there and come back.
Right.
And every time they do, they say there's people enjoying that water and stuff. And I think of the times I'm really thirsty.
Yeah.
And that cool water, it makes me curious for heaven.
Right.
You know.
Right.
One of the reasons we're here is to inspire curiosity about heaven. What about heaven that makes you curious?
Well, the whole thing is curious to me. I know that many of my loved ones are in heaven. I recently lost my mom, and I don't even say mom, it's my mama. And she was begging to go. She says, "Oh, can't I die? I just want to go. I want to go." And then we witnessed her talking to Daddy, who had died in years previously, and she said, "Where have you been?" And it was like, "Take me with you, you know, take me to where you are."
Yeah.
And my grandma's there. My other grandma that I never got to see, I know is there, and it just is a place where we can bask in God's glory.
Yeah.
You know, even more without the distractions of life. And we're so thankful that you have joined us today. Welcome to Cowboy Church. You know, there's no better way to honor our military than through song. And I had never heard this song before until Mr. Steve Desmond of Greeley, Colorado, sang it at one of our services. I think you will be blessed as you listen to the honor and the glory and just the respect that comes from these songs. So sit back and listen to Steve sing.
I thank God above for the opportunity of living in the United States of America. I want to sing a song you're familiar with. You can sing it with me if you want to.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my God above to be living here today, 'cause that flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time, I say it's time we stand and say, yeah, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. God bless the USA.
Oh yes, I have a feeling we got some folks here who served in the military in the past, or who perhaps are currently serving in the military. This next song, I give a shout out to every one of you. And if you would do this favor for me, when I shout out your branch of the service, if you would stand right where you're at, do jumping jacks. No, I'm just kidding. Just stand where you're at, and we want to give you a big hand of applause and cheer for you, all right? Here we go with some military anthems. I want to start with the United States Army. If you were in the Army, would you stand up? There they are, all over the place.
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. In and out, hear them shout, counter marching all about, and those caissons go rolling along. And it's high, high, he in the field artillery. Count out your numbers loud and strong. 2, 3, 4, hut, 2, 3. And where'er you go, you will always know that those caissons go rolling along.
The United States Navy, let's give them a hand.
Anchors away, my boys. Anchors away. Farewell to college joys. We sail at break of day, 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 to our last night on shore. Hail to the foam until we meet once more. Here's wishing you a happy voyage home.
Let's give the United States Coast Guard a big hand.
We're always ready for the call. We place our trust in thee. Through howling gale and shot and shell to win a victory. Semper Paratus is our guide, our pledge, our motto too. We're always ready to or die. Aye, Coast Guard, we fight for you.
The United States Air Force.
Up we go into the wild blue yonder, flying high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Atom boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spouting our flame from under. Off with one terrible roar. We live in fame or go down in flame, for nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force, the United States Marine Corps. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First we fight for right and freedom, then to keep our honor clean. We will always claim the title of United States Marine.
Coast Guard, Air Force, the United States Marines. Oh.
Hey, I want to talk about our veterans. This is a tribute to our veterans today and people that I admire, greatly admire. And I want to talk to you for just a little while. You know, there's three types of nations that are in the world today. There's only three. You have those that are passive, and you have those that are tyrants, and then you have the ones who are correct. And that's where we land as the United States. And it's important that we stay correct. It's important that we always stay correct. It's important that we do the right thing for the right reason at the right time, all the time. Now, one of the things you get to thinking about, and just an illustration so you can kind of get it right. Paul was talking to Timothy, and he said, Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:6 says this, says, Timothy, I want you to stir up the gift that was given to you by the laying on of my hands. Now there's a thing that happens individually at a commissioning service when you get somebody the right or ability or privilege to preach or to do some service. This is a commissioning service. You know, at the end of the end of boot camp, they have this commissioning program that you're commissioned to go and defend America and all of its shores, and we'll defend wherever America fights, we're part of that. Now, it's this commissioning is basically a commendation or a certain outlay that you now have a right, a privilege, and an honor, and the gift to defend our shores from enemies and to defend our interests across the world. And I thank God for our vets because they are such a gift to us. So here's how I understand gifts. And I have my cell phone here. This is a gift for me so that it enhances my memory. But this is how I explain gifts. Any road that I travel on, any road that I go down, those roads, if it's a good road, it has a ditch on both sides. Now, I know this is going to be way simplistic, but it's still pretty good. If I'm traveling on a road, I want to stay on the road and not in the ditch. I mean, I know some people might like to travel in the ditches, but it just doesn't seem right to me to be a person who heads down the ditch. It's not what we plan for. When we leave town or leave the house, head to town, we want to get in the middle of the road, we want to stay in the middle of the road, and we want to stay out of the ditches. And this freedom business is a middle of the road. And I'm not talking politics, whether you're on the right side or left side, but there are attributes in a person that if we'll take those attributes and move them over to a nation, they become the exact same attributes that a nation has in order to stay in God's blessings that people have to keep themselves under God's blessings. Now, what they are is this. It has to do with, well, let's talk about the ditches first. One ditch that is one of the worst things that happened to me as a person or any person is for us to think of ourselves as having a title. It's being entitled. I'm entitled to this. I have rights for this. I deserve privileges. I'm an American, and you know I deserve to make X amount of money. No, that's entitled. And that's a ditch that will ruin our freedom. It's a ditch that will mess us up. It's a ditch that will take our gifting away from us as individuals, and it's something that will wreck us as a nation if we feel that we're entitled to anything. God gave us a gift. He gave us forefathers who put together a pact and a constitution that was directed by the Word of God, by prayer, through prayer, so that we could make America the free land that it is today. And when we begin to think how entitled we are, what it's called is national pride. And it's not the national pride that we should stand up and be glad that we're American, but it's the national pride that says, we're America, we're better than anybody else, we don't care, blah, 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 blah. Or blah-bitty, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not the pride that is good for us. That's unhealthy pride, and unhealthy pride is when we feel we're entitled. Now, the next ditch, and I'm concerned about this ditch a whole lot, because the very next ditch is a ditch that is called slavery. And I'm not talking about the slavery that we had a long time ago. I'm talking about personal slavery. And it's slavery in spiritual sense. The Bible talks to us about what slavery is spiritually. Spiritually, slavery is when we become enslaved to sin. The Bible teaches us that if we keep giving ourselves over to sinful nature and keep giving it over, keep blowing past our conscience, keep doing the things that we shouldn't do, pretty soon our conscience gets seared, we get calloused, our sensitivity to God gets calloused, and what happens is we end up in this ditch called slavery. And the reason I call it slavery is because if you walk through the Alcoholics Anonymous or you walk through the drug addiction people, they all say that I'm addicted to this, or sin is like that, guys. Sin is like that. And I know they realize that alcoholism and drug addiction, all that stuff is a sickness, but it's a sickness that is based in sin. And when we allow ourselves to sin, what sin does, it takes us further than we ever wanted to go, lower than we ever wanted to go, and keeps us longer than we ever wanted to stay. It's addictive in that it takes our life and destroys it. It's sinful. So one side of the fence is we deserve this, entitled. The other side of the fence, or it's ditch that's on the side of the road, the other side of this thing is a slavery that's a bondage that will destroy us. And the Bible talks about the thing that's in the middle. And this thing that's in the middle, it's something that it's God's gifting. God's gifting right in the middle of everything is this. If it was a person, it would be, why in the world did God create me? I mean, what in the world did God have in mind when he put Russ Weaver on the face of this earth? Sometimes I get so confused, I have no idea. Sometimes I don't even understand how or why. You know, one of the things about pride is this. There's two sides to this pride issue. One is, you know, arrogance. Those are people of pride. But the other day, my son came to me, and Jordan, and he's a preacher, he pastors Shiloh Ranch Cowboy Church in Oregon, and he came to me and he said, Dad, God's been dealing with me about pride. I told Anna, I said, perfect. I've been waiting for this moment. You know, you'd like for God to deal with the kids about pride. He said, yeah. He says, you know, Dad, everybody understands that arrogance is pride. He said, but you know something? Bashful is also pride. I said, well, wait a minute, because he's not bashful. I realize that he's beginning to look at me. And I got to tell you, for me to stand here in front of people, in the camera, on camera, I'd just soon be around back. I'm a pretty bashful person. It takes a lot of intensity for me to get ready to do this right here. And so in doing this, I've had to overcome a bashful aspect of my life. And so Jordan's talking to me, and he says, do you realize that bashful is a type of pride? And I said, why is that? Because I thought God was dealing with you. I didn't think you were going to now deal with me. He said, oh, yeah, Dad. He said, pride, arrogance, or bashfulness are both based in the same thing. It's all about me. And I was convicted. I thought, I've had pride issues my whole life. I've been bashful my whole life. I need to get better at not being bashful. Now, that's as a personal thing. God has given me a gift and some giftings to do what he wants me to do. And in order for me to do those well, I have to get over myself. That's pretty good. Well, I'm going to tell you, as a nation, God has given us great gifts. He's given us freedom. He's given us the ability to choose. He's given us a government that is a tremendous government, that we've tried to wreck it every way we can. And I believe the only reason that God is still blessing America is because of this, is there are a number of people in America who still pray.
There are a number of people in America who still serve God. And I think a few people serving God makes a difference. But the truth is, God has given us a gift. He's given us a gift of this United States, and He wants us to take care of it. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Entitlement is not going to win this battle. And slavery and addiction and all of that sinful activity is not going to win this battle. The thing that's going to win this battle is for the nation of God, which I call America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice of all. We have to hit the middle of the road here. And we have to hit the straight and narrow is what the Bible calls it. We have to keep adjusting until we can stay on that, and we don't want entitlement to ruin us. Neither do we want a poverty mindset to ruin us. We don't want arrogance to ruin us. And that's all within. What we don't want to ruin us is an outside force to come in and wreck us. You know why I love veterans? It's because they're standing up on one of those ditches. How many of you have ever bowled with bumper pads? I like the bumper pads, and the veterans protect us from the ditch of outside influence wrecking us. We owe them a lot. You know what we owe them? We owe them a decision-making process that we're not entitled because of their sacrifices. Let's stay humbly in the middle of this fence, in the middle of this road here, and say we are a nation that depends on God. And we're thankful for our veterans, and we're thankful that God gave us a choice. And my choice is the same as Joshua's was when it came to enter the promised land. He says this, he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. One of the greatest things I can do for our veterans is tell them how much I appreciate them by turning my life to God and living the way that I should live, because they've given us and fought for us so that we could have the freedom to make that decision, and I want to make the right one. Man, God bless you on Cowboy Church. I'm so glad that you're here today. I want to challenge you today to make the decision that I will serve God. I don't know what your circumstances are, but you can make good choices. You're not entitled. That's not what freedoms are. Those are blessings that come from living humbly before God, and I choose humbly before God to live the way that God wants me to live. I want to live that way with all my life, and Jesus said He would help me if I just turn my life over to Him. So I'm turning my life over to Him. But you.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so broad stripes and bright stars.